The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
When we're children, we believe in magic. As we get older, skepticism often takes over. But it's a different story for people who run into the card man at San Quentin State Prison.
Like, I be tampering with people's mind. I really do be tampering with their mind. And right now, you're going to get two cards again.
Okay.
And we're going to see how this going to work.
San Quentin Prison Report producer Nigel Poor brings us the story of the card man.
When you enter San Quentin as a volunteer, you go through two ID checkpoints and then through a set of metal gates. Once inside the prison, you walk past the chapel on your right and down a slight slope that enters into the yard that's bustling with activity. That's where I first met the card man. He walked right up to me and started doing tricks, and I was totally hooked.
They call me the devil. They call me sorcerers. They call me all kinds of things. But I just don't pay it no mind.
That's Rodney Wiley, also known as Double R.
I draw people in because I entertain people and put a smile on their face, even when they're upset.
He really does put a smile on your face. But it's more than that. Last week, Wiley did something that felt like pure magic.
So when I was coming in last week, I found a card up by the chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Was that really just by chance that someone had dropped it there?
Yes, by chance.
I looked at the card on the ground, but I was just going to ignore it.
I knew you was going to pick that card up for some reason.
He was right. I picked it up. And when I walked down into the yard, I ran into Wiley. He immediately fanned out his deck face down and said, pick any card.
I guess I just work with your mind and make you pull that same six of hearts out.
And the card I found on the ground was also a six of hearts.
I just knew you was going to pick that card up and you was going to ask me about it. I told somebody that, the two on the yard, they didn't believe me.
Okay, that was spooky. How did he know I would pick it up, and how could I pick the same card out of his deck? Erlon Woods, who's also serving time here, had a similar experience.
I think he's the devil. I think he's, you know, he can read minds because I walked by him one day and I said, man, what card I'm thinking? And he said, the ace of spade. And I just looked at him. I said, well, maybe that's the most common card a person to think, because that was what I was thinking.
Wiley doesn't think it's devilish. He says it's not crazy.
I make up stuff, so it ain't no devil stuff.
Wiley's been doing card magic since he was a kid, and he got his start in an unusual way.
Yeah, when I was 15, I got hit in the head by the police, and I was in a coma for 6 months. They told my mother if I live, I'd be a vegetable. But then I stayed in the hospital a whole year, but when I came out the coma, the lady gave me a deck of cards. I've been doing card tricks ever since.
The first time I seen him do a trick was in 2008. We were in Old Corcoran together, and it blew my mind. He had, I don't know how he did it, it just was amazing. And over the years, he's gotten better.
Antoine Williams is one of the many guys who's impressed, but not everyone's drawn into what he does.
Well, I've been in the streets my entire life, so street card tricks is nothing new to me. It's like it's always some sort of trick behind the magic. I don't believe in magic. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe that this is just some phenomenon that just can happen. It's a trick behind it. I just have to catch the trick.
That's Lewis A. Scott, also known as L.A.
He's shuffling cards because he don't want me to get his card up.
Wiley asks L.A. to pull a card, look at it, and then put it back into the deck. Wiley then shuffles the deck and pulls a card out and shows it to L.A. and asks him, is that the one he chose?
Not.
Okay, not. What was his card?
It was a two of diamonds.
I messed up then. I really messed up. I don't know what happened to it, but where did two of diamonds go?
L.A. points to a card that Wiley's clumsily hidden.
Is this it?
Nah, where did two of diamonds go?
Would that be it under your arm?
L.A. feels triumphant because he thinks he's just played the player.
Nope. That's just a D chord.
Okay.
I'll let you see it, though.
Wiley fans out the deck face down and says to me,
show him the two of diamonds in here. Just pull it out. Just show any one of them. Just show it to him.
I pulled a card from his deck, and sure enough, it was L.A.'s two of diamonds. So people like L.A., who want to discredit his magic, have to admit that he's good. even correctional officers.
They be calling me to stay at the desk all day. They didn't want me to go out this morning. They wanted to see some card tricks.
But it's about more than just wanting to see some tricks. Greg Eskridge explains.
It's to amaze you, to bring out the kid in you. That's what it's all about.
And in a place like San Quentin, some days, a little bit of magic is just what you need.
Okay, now let me see it.
Okay, now I'm picking a card out of the deck.
You got one card, get two of them.
Yep.
And which one you want to keep?
From San Quentin State Prison, I'm Nigel Poor for SQPR.
The San Quentin Prison Report is a partnership between KALW and the prison that trains inmates to be radio journalists. For more stories from life inside San Quentin, go to KALW.org, click Cross Currents.